Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B, Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Well, it's snowing outside. I'm in the studio looking out the window. Nature at its best. So today, we're going to be warm inside and talk about the porcupine, or he's sometimes called the quill pig. You know what I mean, quill pig? Well, in Latin, porcupine means quill pig. So I'm always researching my shows, so one of the books I grab is by Dr. James Halfpenny, one of my professors and one of the world's most renowned tracker and stalker of animals, and my good friend Jim Bruschak, who's a master tracker and the director of the Indochina Wilderness Center. Jim is also an awesome Native American storyteller and the director of the Indochina Wilderness Center. So I just said, okay, let me go find some really cool facts from them and then off with some of my awesome stories that I will tell myself. Well, the porcupine is a basketball-sized or a little bit larger animal. He's 10 to 25 pounds. He's got a stocky body with short legs. And you know what? Because of his quills, if you ever see him walking, it actually looks like he's waddling. He's brownish to yellowish in color. Now, he's an herbivore. And right away, people go, all right, herbivore, well, he eats plants. Well, he's not your typical plant eater because he's up in a tree, so he lives, spends most of his life up there. And we're going to call him arboreal for that reason. And he's actually eating. He strips away the bark, and he's eating the inner layer called the cambium, which is the growth tissue of the tree. And he's going to eat the xylem and phloem. And xylem transports water and nutrients up. Phloem transports food downward. So when he eats this layer, and he actually eats it uniformly going around the tree, he eats it, but now we've taken away the growth tissue. Water and nutrients going one way, phloem going the other way. It's called girdling a tree. He will actually end up killing the tree by eating what he wants from the tree. So that becomes a problem. So here's the deal. A few years back, I'm on my friend Tim's farm, and I'm actually filming black bear out there for Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. That's joeybe.tv. But don't go there now because you need to learn all about the porcupine. So we're on the farm. Timmy says to me, hey, Joey, I'm pretty sure there's a porcupine back there in the woods. And I said, well, let's go see him. Let's go track Tim. So we go back out there. We've got the cameras with us because, hey, I'm out filming black bear. I said, well, let's carry the cameras with us. So we're there. And I find a tree that's got a girdled top. Look at the bottom, and there are porcupine scat pellets on the bottom. So I go, all right, I got that much. And very close to it, there's a little outcropping of rocks. So Timmy, I said, Tim, let's go over here. And we see an entrance to his den. It was a crevice in the rocks. And you go, well, how do you know that he's living in there? Because more of his scat happened to be right outside the entrance to the den. So I go, Timmy, yeah, you got a porcupine. So you can see that you can actually put facts together. And as you put the facts together, because, hey, you know what? Being a scientist out in the wild, it's just like a game of clues. You keep piecing the clues together, and you're going to find what you're looking for. So back to the porcupine. He is in the rodent family, and he's medium size. And he has these incisors. Those are the teeth in the front. And they continue to grow for his lifetime, so he's got to find something to wear them down. So, hey, guess what? His job really is to eat, to file down those incisors. And when he's working on the bark on the outer layer, he's got the perfect thing to wear down his incisors. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So the porcupine has an average life in the wild of 5 to 7 years. That's not a lot. But, hey, many animals, don't have these, because you see, what we typically see them in zoos, in captivity, and you're going, well, and people ask the question, well, how long does he live? And they're going, oh, he's 15 years old. So, well, that's in captivity. And I actually filmed a turtleback zoo. I film there often. And we had one of the porcupines out there, and he was a big old, like, he was an old man, big old fat guy. The quills make him look a little plumper, but just a real cool-looking, gentle animal, by the way. And we'll get a little bit into that as well. Well, the porcupine's nocturnal. He's got poor vision, but an excellent sense of smell. Big animal. Think about this. He's 25 to 36 inches in length, and then you add on an 8 to 10-inch tail. Well, the cartoons. We all have seen cartoons with porcupines in them, and they shoot the quills. That was my shooting the quill sound. Well, they cannot shoot them. But let's go to awesome animal fact number one. He's got over 30,000 on his body, and they're actually fused or modified hairs. They are barbed, meaning if you notice at the end of the fishing hook, there's a barb, so it's meant if it goes in, it's difficult to come out, and it's also painful to come out. You see, I know that because I was fly fishing with a guide and my good friend Fred up in the top of the Rockies in New Mexico. So we're fishing a glaciated lake at about 10,000 feet, and we're coming down. We're on this stream, and one of the flies, and I'm using a tiny fly, it gets hooked right into the center of the palm of my hand. The barb is inside there. And it because it was tiny, but it was a little bit painful. And the guide says to me, so what do you want to do? I go, all right, so what are my options? He says, all right, well, your options are number one, you could just leave it there and eventually we'll get it out. He says, we can go down to the hospital. I go, well, how far is that? He goes, a couple hours away. He says, I go, well, anymore? He goes, yeah, third option. He says, I can grab one of the pliers and just pull it out. I said, okay, option number three, just pull it out. He goes, you're serious? I go, yeah. He goes, I was hoping you weren't going to say that. I go, well, what am I going to do? I said, I'm not going to leave this in. So I turned my head, and he pulled it out, and he winced a little bit. His little first aid kit, you know, took care of it. And, hey, if I can fly fish in the top of the Rockies or worry about a hook, I'm not going to worry about the hook. But that's just story about little barbs, just so you know that. Well, the quills will fall out over time, but they are being replaced by new ones all the time. Now, if a porcupine is in danger, he goes into what I call the porcupine tantrum. He's going to have a tantrum like a little kid's going to have a tantrum. He's going to stomp his feet. He's going to hiss. He's going to grunt. And he's going to shake his tail. And you'll see the quills just moving back and forth. Well, you see, then all of a sudden, the quills start to become more erect. They're starting to stand up because the muscles in his body are contracting and the quills are now getting stiffer and they're ready for action. They're ready for battle. They're ready to protect them. And you go, with all that, are there really predators? And the answer is yes, because you see, there are no quills on the underside of his body. So a predator's job, without getting stuck, is to get this porcupine flipped over because that's the place they can attack. One of the animals that's so proficient at that is a fisher, a really awesome, cool animal in the wild. Great horned owls, coyotes, and bobcats are also predators of the porcupine. Another awesome animal fact, baby porcupines are called porcupets. Yes, they have soft quills when they're born, but they harden quickly because in a few months, think about this, their whole job really is to eat in the wild, and they're going to learn from mom. So in a few months, they have learned from mom what to eat, and they leave, and they're on their own. So similar to all rodents, porcupines, when they're on the ground, they eat antlers from the deer family and animal bones that they find. You go, well, what are they munching on those? Is it to wear down the incisors? It does it, but that's not the main reason. That's how they get their calcium and salt. And awesome animal fact number three. Look at the body. It looks like if you could pick up a porcupine, please don't try this in the wild, and you were to throw him in like a lake or something, you go, he definitely would sink. Well, he not only sinks, he floats and he swims well. And you go, like, if you looked at his body, you're going, like, well, how? What is he doing? The porcupine paddle? You see the quills. And this is the, I said, is an awesome animal fact. The quills are hollow. So he floats. He swims well. It's like the quills become a PFD for all you older folk, a life vest. So you see, the porcupine, he's got his niche in the wild. He is got some awesome facts that go with him. So if you find one out there, observe him from a distance. So when you leave nature, you're going to leave with a big old smile on your face. Until next time, enjoy life's adventure.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.